Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
There's seven different styles that we've come to understand as decision-making styles that will always drive your decision. This is the natural way that you make choices. And do you want me to share some of those?
Sure, let's do them, yeah.
Okay, so the first one would be the gut reaction. And, you know, this is what my decision-making style is. I'm highly emotional in that way. So I get in a situation and I can make a decision quickly based on how I feel in that moment. My brother-in-law is one of those people, too. He's a venture capitalist. He's invested in about 100 different startups, and he's never read a business plan. I think that's a great example of a gut reaction person. He instinctively knows the answer. The second would be the data-driven individual. This is very opposite to a gut reaction person. These are the people that want to know all the numbers behind the question in front of you, right? They want to know all the research, all the data to make the most informed decision. The third would be the list approach. These are the people, they have a major decision, they get a piece of paper out, they get the journal out, they draw a line down the piece of paper, and they create a pros and cons list of here's what could happen that would be positive, here's what would happen that would be negative. The challenge of those people is that the lists never end, right? So that's the third one. The fourth would be the story living. These are the individuals that that love a good story. They'll try anything once. I joke that the perfect vacation for a story living individual would be they climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with three friends they met on Twitter yesterday. You know, in an instant, they're in. They're all in. They want to do it. They want to tell a story. They're the people you want to hang out by a fire in the fall with because they'll keep you up till 2 in the morning. So that's the fourth. The fifth would be the collective reasoning. This is when you have a major decision to decide and you get everyone in the room and you vote. The sixth would be the spiritually guided. These are the individuals that when it's a major decision time, they'll go away for a weekend and they'll just take time in prayer and fasting. And God speaks to them in a very powerful way. And then the last would be the passive undecided. These are the people that in any situation possible, they will do everything they possibly can to not make a choice. So those are the seven different styles that we found.
And of course, just thinking about that last one, I mean, eventually the choice gets made, right? Whether we are actively involved or not, right? And for better or for worse.
Yeah, exactly. We all have a friend that's that passive, undecided person. What they try to do is they will do anything possible to let someone else make the decision. And truthfully, they're really okay with any choice possible. They're willing to go with whatever. They just don't want to be the one to make the decision.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.